The Daily Connect Podcast.
And it is Friday, it's the 21st of December, and it's our final podcast of 2018. So we thought we'd leave you with a bit of a review of the year, looking back at the big news stories of the year. That coming up a bit later. Also, Kim Taylor will tell you about some volunteering opportunities as we head into a new year. But right now, we start off with Christmas and shopping. The joys of shopping whilst being visually impaired. Sean Preece from Tech Talk joined me on a day trip.
You know what, Stephen? I'm a little bit worried. Christmas is coming up and I still haven't got anything for Sarah yet.
Are you joking? Nothing?
Well, you know, in my defence, I am a man, so it's expected, but no, I've got nothing.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I don't know. Your suggestions. I don't know. What do we do?
Well, look, I'll tell you what we could do. We could head off to London. Let's get everything.
I know, it's paved with gold, but that there London, I don't know, it's very Oliver Twist.
It's also very busy.
I know. I may end up in the fetal position crawled on the floor. I'm not sure about this.
I think we should try. Do you want to try shopping? Let's try Oxford Street.
Okay, let's go for it. Why not?
Well, Sean, you wanted to come to London. Here it is.
How quick was that? That travel was amazing, Stephen.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Unlike this place, which is just jam-packed, I am very anxious.
I'm reliably informed we came on a quiet day.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Hogwarts here. It is just packed with people. I don't know what's happening.
So, I've brought you here. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
Okay, I need a perfume present. It's a woman. It's got to be perfume.
That's very sexist.
It's also very true, isn't it?
Is that basically a case of you can't think of anything else to buy your good lady?
Yes, I am panicking and I'm running out of time. Perfume or chocolates?
Right, perfume it is then.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Right, okay, so we're just along here.
And oh, jeez!
Oh, what? You all right?
Yeah, that's right. It's only an immovable iron object. I didn't need that.
Sorry about that, Sean. Now, it has occurred to me that we're wandering down here and we were told by the person who never helped us that that the perfume shop's down here. The only problem with that is we don't know what it's called.
No.
And we don't know what it is.
And it was 2 to 3 minutes, but not by our pace.
Well, not at this pace, no. I've just realised we've just crossed the road without paying any attention to the road around us.
Well done. Please, we are not mobility officers.
Don't
write
in.
Do not try this at home.
No. In fairness, there was no way of knowing that was the end of a road.
No, apart from all the cars on it and the beeping. Apart from that, how do we know?
What do you think walking down a street like this, Sean, when you're walking about? Does this fill you with fear?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's strange, but it really does. I just can't get my bearings on anything, you know? It's strange.
There's just so many people.
Yeah. I mean, it's just because it's unfamiliar to me anyway. I'm trusting you, which is always a big mistake.
Well, I haven't done this before, so I don't know why you're trusting me.
I know, but, you know, you are guiding me.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, here we go, there's one.
One down. Do you think we're the only blind people on this street?
Yes. Can't see any others. Thank you.
Oh, festive music.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Oh, we need to capture that because it makes it feel festive. Well done. Oh, I feel all festive now.
Do you? I was just worried I was going to step in the...
Have you done that as well?
I've walked into the busker's bucket.
Yeah, I've done that. I once kicked a homeless guy's cup of tea about 30 yards.
I think by the end of it, I nearly got a gig in the England team. Right, that's John Lewis.
We're here.
We're here.
Oh, well done.
Right, so you wanted to go to John Lewis? Is this where you want to go?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Where's the door?
Yeah, I'm thinking that myself. Well, okay, we're on a corner, so let's try there. There must be a door at a corner, that would make sense. I should point out, I think this is John Lewis. Oh, that's bright.
That is, isn't it? That's lovely.
Now, the last time I was in John Lewis, there was a guy at the door who was able to help me find what I was looking for. So
okay.
That's the cheat mode, you see.
But did he actually work for John Lewis, or was it just random?
I have no idea. But he helped me find what I was looking for.
Okay.
I think he did.
That sounds like a song.
Oh, Sean, careful.
Well, there is no man today.
No, there is. He's here.
Okay.
Hi there, how you doing?
Hi.
Can you help us? We're looking to find... You work here, sorry, I should ask you.
Security.
Oh, right, okay.
I could lead you to information desk where...
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Oh, okay.
Just like an information desk would be great. We're looking for perfume. What is this, sorry?
Yeah, the information desk is here.
Oh, this is information, okay. How are we supposed to find anything in this place?
I have no idea.
I can smell lots of lovely smells and perfumes and all kinds. I can smell perfume, but
I'm looking for the search box.
Just keep pressing tab.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Hi there. I'm looking for perfumes.
What is he looking for? What perfumes?
We're just looking for just female perfumes. It's just to get a range.
We've got perfumes scattered both sides. It's all done by brand. So
everything's kind of all over the main part of the shop.
No, it's literally just along this side and along this side. That's about it.
Right, okay.
But men and women mixed. It's all done by brand, though.
Oh, is it? Right, okay.
Any brand in particular?
Any brand in particular?
Yeah, the cheapest one.
Now, when you walk around, you'll see what the cheapest ones are.
Right, okay.
I'm not quite sure the price.
We'll just wander.
Okay, we'll wander. Thank
it's just,
you.
Just this row and this row.
So, is that to the left and right then, yeah? Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Okay, so we've basically just been told left and right, which doesn't mean too much. And
yeah, this side or that side.
So there's actually... Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I can't really see what's available in here, but the problem is everything just blends into one with me, so I don't know. What can you see in here?
No, it's just a mass of different colours, and yeah, I can't make anything out, really.
So if I wasn't with you, would you come in here?
No, definitely not.
I mean, do you ever do this? I mean, do you ever just take a wander around shops like this?
No. It's got to be places I've been before, you know, and places I've worked the layout of. If I come in somewhere like this, I just get lost. I wouldn't even be able to find the guy to give me assistance.
And I mean, we've come here at a very busy time. I mean, this is crazy busy. I mean, it's Christmas time, loads of people buying stuff. But even if this wasn't the case, even if it was a quiet Wednesday afternoon, would that make it easier for you?
Well, I mean, it does make it easier, but only on the chance that some member of staff will be able to see you and, you know, have time to help you out. Other than that, it doesn't make any difference to me actually getting around and finding what I want, which is just impossible now.
Okay, right, well, let's see if we can find your cheap perfume for...
How dare you,
Mrs.
cheap?
Priest. Well, you said cheap.
I never said cheap. The most expensive.
You said cheap. You know this thing records. Hello, could you maybe help us? We're looking to buy some perfume, and my friend here is looking to buy the cheapest perfume he can find for his partner.
Can I just put in there? He says cheapest. He doesn't actually mean, I mean the most economical.
The most economical. For ladies you're after?
Yes.
Yes.
Charming, okay. Eh? Cheapest, right.
So, the cheapest for ladies would be £25. And you get a body lotion in there as well.
You get a body lotion as well.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's my mum sorted out.
Yeah. So it's part of the Christmas promotion. You get gift sets at really good value.
Next one up?
Next one up would be £41.50.
Right.
It's in a gift set as well. You get a body lotion, but in that set, the fragrance is a little bit bigger. So the £25 was 30ml. The £41.50 is a 50ml fragrance. So it is still good value for money.
Have you got any links?
No. For that, you'd have to go to Boots or Superdrug, not John Lewis.
Actually, you were fantastic, but I think I'll leave it for now and take another look around.
That's absolutely fine. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Thank you for your help.
No problem.
How are you doing, Sean? That was some really good stuff. I mean, you could have got a present easily there, and you had help.
I know, yeah, and I'm taking it into consideration. I'm just going to try somewhere else. Is the market around here? Where do you find the trotters?
Hang on a minute. You know, you're in a shop, you've asked to see perfume, we've brought the perfume to you. You had that lovely assistant there giving you a hand. In all seriousness, though, you know, that kind of help is invaluable, isn't it?
No, that's right. I mean, once you do find someone, you got to say that the help they give you is really good. And finding people, they always give you good help. But it's actually finding the person in the first place that I struggle with.
How many times have you asked someone, "Hi, do you work here?"
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no.
They don't.
No. Oh, right. But sometimes you ask people that and they'll say, "Hang on, I'll find you someone," or, you know, they'll shout someone over. So yeah, you do take that chance. But when it's busy like it is, and, you know, something, it's Christmas shopping, people are just doing their own thing, understandably.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, we managed to get out of the shop, Sean. That was lucky.
I know, yeah. But it's just as busy outside as it is inside, though.
It is incredible. And I kind of think, you know, I really don't want to play this up or play it down too much, but standing in a street like this is just so unnerving because there are so many shops, so many people, you know, and this is the case up and down the country, isn't it? Every high street is the same at this time of year. And I'm just wondering, and I made the joke earlier about, you know, how many blind people we think are on this street. Actually, I don't think there probably is many.
No, probably not. And I'm just wondering, I mean, you know, it's so many noises and people pushing past and everything, but I'm just wondering if it's the same for, you know, sighted people as well. They can't enjoy this, surely.
Well, let's ask a couple. What's here?
If you're brave enough.
What's it like for you at this time of year, going around doing Christmas shopping? Is it a nightmare with all the people and
all
the shops?
It's a nightmare for sure, because I remember last week we were here and then there was this crowd. We were just bumping onto each other and then we had to move on the road. So it's a nightmare for sure. But it's all right. I mean, it's part of the holiday.
It's just such a busy place at Christmas and, you know, so many shops and lights and people. How do you cope with all of this and trying to do your shopping?
It's very confusing for us because we just been here for the first time. We lost here for this is the third time.
Are you lost right now?
No. We use Google Map all the time.
Ah, right, okay, so that's how you find your way. What's it like going shopping, finding your way, getting what you want?
Oh, I find it really difficult. My feet are so sore today. I've seen quite a few people with their sticks going around and people just don't notice them at all. I find it so difficult. I wouldn't be able to do it.
How do you do it?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I've never thought that to myself. I don't know.
That's great. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, we're not alone, it seems. Everybody feels the same way. They all hate shopping in this street at the New Year. I actually feel better after that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, no one likes the hustle and bustle, but it is part of Christmas as well, so, you know. It's hard to tell, but it's not for me.
But that's the thing, isn't it? It's about, okay, so we've been out shopping and it's been a nightmare and we haven't really enjoyed it that much, but it is the whole thing about Christmas. And, you know, you've got kids, you know, they probably want to be doing stuff like this as well, and I guess you want to take them.
No. No. Well, look, it's changed now. I mean, just everything is online. And there is a part to this. If there was some sort of, you know, the music that's playing and going around and the general atmosphere is great. But for actual shopping, it is stressful for me.
Right, so what you're saying is you want to go home?
Yes, now.
Shall we do that magical travel thing again?
Do it.
If you want to share your stories of shopping, then do share them to radio@rnib.org.uk. I'd love to hear what you think about our experiences and also your experiences of shopping as well.
The Daily Connect Podcast.
This is the Daily Connect on RNIB Connect Radio, and time now to find out about an opportunity for a voluntary position in the West Midlands. And with me we have Kim Taylor, who's one of the network managers there. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Good to have you on. Let's talk about the opportunity then. So what's available out there for volunteers if they want to?
Right. So just to give a little bit of background, so as you say, I'm Kim Taylor, and I'm RNIB's network manager for the West Midlands. So my role and that of my team is to help blind and partially sighted people across the West Midlands to connect with each other, also to campaign, volunteer and fundraise if and when you want to do that. And that's because blind and partially sighted people have told us that they want their relationship with RNIB to be very much a two-way, equal relationship. So it's very much about working with the community to find out how we can best support you in what you want to do. So to help us to do that, the network team is setting up a network committee. So it's a volunteer opportunity, and it's part of that joint working. I've already managed to recruit 6 new members, but we need more. We need about 8 or 9 more members, ideally. We're looking for people affected by sight loss who can work with us. And what we want the network committee to do is to help lead and steer our Connect work with the local community. So we want you to help us to engage with people with sight loss across the region and help with creating opportunities for you, for families, friends and supporters to connect with each other, assuming people want to do that. So that's the other thing to find out, you know, what people want. Just to give you a bit of a flavour of what we've been doing so far with Connect and working with the community, it's still in the development stage, but we've done things like supporting a visit to a local brewery. So we've got a group together. We work with the East Midlands on that. We've also done more traditional sort of support with social groups, sort of coffee mornings, that sort of thing, or evenings in the pub, depending on what you prefer.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Other people are doing sports activities. So some are doing sort of yoga, blind golf. Now they can take part in groups that are already there with sighted people, or often blind and partially sighted people want to start their own group so they feel a little bit more supported. And we've also done some sports taster sessions in Chelmsley Wood. And then even just to be a little bit off the wall, we've even had a how to be a professional comedian workshop with a public performance that went down very well. So we're trying to sort of continue that. I think they're trying to get to the Edinburgh Fringe next year. So lots of different things, from traditional to a bit more off the wall. And what we also want committee members to help us with is working with local partners. So that could be, you know, the local societies around the region, sight loss councils, rehab teams, health boards. You know, there's plenty of partners that we need to be working with, because we want to try and help to unify the sector so that all the resources, skills and contacts that we've all got, we want to use those to maximum effect. So that's what I'm looking for. That's what the opportunity is.
Yeah.
And shall I give a bit of information about sort of what background we're ideally looking for? So first and foremost, experience of living with sight loss. So we want the network committee, you know, to largely have that lived experience so that it can be guiding us with what we do and where we spend the money, basically. But what would help is if you've been involved in building a community in some way, or leading on local campaigns, working with partners, or even fundraising. But I think what we're really looking for is somebody with a strong personal commitment. We want you to really help with building a connected community, and someone with a positive approach to making lives better. And I think that's far more important than your sort of experience. With a big committee, you know, we can bring people on, we can mentor and coach people. And we will give an induction. You'll have support from me and the rest of the network team. Importantly, also, we do pay expenses, because actually we want people from all parts of the region. And obviously we've got the city of Birmingham, we've got the industrial part, but we've also got a lot of rural counties. So it's really important that we make sure that those parts of the region are included as well. We've already got a couple of members from Herefordshire, for example, so we will pay expenses. And as a committee member, you'll also have a say in what training or other development we put on for yourselves and for others. So lots of scope there, I think, to develop new skills. It's a new experience. And I think some people have also said it's a chance for them to give something back, a chance to make a difference in building a stronger community.
So lots of opportunity. How do people find out more about them? I mean, listening to this right now, thinking, do you know what? I'm in the West Midlands. This appeals to me. What should they do, Kim?
Yeah. So it will be on our website. But also, if they want to contact me by email. It's kim.taylor@rnib.org.uk. They can also phone our helpline or our volunteering team, or contact the volunteering team via the website. So lots of different ways of contacting us. They can also call me. My mobile is 07825 365 326. But as I say, if people have got our helpline number or our volunteer department number, they can go through those.
Brilliant. That's great. Kim Taylor, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about the opportunities in the West Midlands. Sounds fantastic. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening to me.
The Daily Connect podcast.
And as we come to the end of our 2018 Daily Connect podcast, we thought it would be appropriate to look back at that year. Annie Green rounds up what has been happening in 2018. And we start with a story which has plagued us endlessly.
Brexit means Brexit.
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 And we're going to make a success of it.
I made no promises. I can't do golden rings, but I'll give you everything.
It's the issue which has dominated 2018.
We are open to any solutions.
Months of negotiations and countless trips to Brussels.
As long as they are workable.
Well, we've had a very good meeting this evening. We've made further progress. Last week, we achieved a decisive breakthrough.
But there's been widespread political fallout as Theresa May tries to get support for her deal.
The government is in disarray.
The government has really lost all authority.
A stunning display of pathetic cowardice.
Theresa May has lost her moral and political authority.
She's out there battling for Britain, and we should be backing her. We should all be backing her to get the best possible deal.
This is not about her. This is not about the party. It is about the national interest.
David Davis has gone from cabinet.
We're just hearing that the Brexit secretary, Dominic Raab, has handed in his resignation.
Breaking news this hour, a second cabinet minister has resigned. Esther McVeigh, the Work and Pensions Secretary.
Which led to...
The Prime Minister will face a vote of confidence this evening.
The result of the ballot held this evening is that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence.
Yeah. Whilst I'm grateful for that support, a significant number of colleagues did cast a vote against me, and I've listened to what they said.
Cue more trips to Brussels.
I don't expect an immediate breakthrough, but what I do hope is that we can start to work as quickly as possible on the assurances that are necessary.
But the EU isn't budging.
The deal we have achieved is the best deal possible. It's the only deal possible.
If we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin.
MPs will vote on it in January. All this, and it seems some people have had enough.
I'm just thoroughly bored with it.
I think it's a bit of a disaster, and it's a shame because I voted for Brexit.
In an ideal world, if I could wave a magic wand, Brexit wouldn't go ahead.
She sits the best on the table. If we don't go for that, we get a no deal. What's going to be worse? No deal, isn't it?
It's been a busy year for the US president with an international diplomacy tour.
Featuring President Donald Trump.
It was more like a movie trailer.
And Chairman Kim Jong-un.
Than a leaders' summit.
In a meeting to remake history.
But apparently Donald Trump showed this video to Kim Jong-un during their talks.
The future
remains to be written.
Just months ago, they seemed closer to war.
With fire and fury.
But today, after a long handshake in the glare of the world's media, the North Korean leader vowed to work for peace.
The world will see a major change.
We both are going to do something, and we have developed a very special bond. So people are going to be very impressed. People are going to be very happy.
And that wasn't Donald Trump's only big overseas trip.
I'm pleased to welcome the President of the United States to Chequers today on his first official visit to the United Kingdom.
It is my true honor to join you at this remarkable setting as we celebrate the special relationship between our two countries.
It sparked massive protests with the huge inflatable orange baby depicting the US president flown in Westminster.
It's a great way to showcase British humour.
Hilarious, honestly.
So any chance you have to make a mockery of him is brilliant.
In October, Leicester was left devastated.
A helicopter belonging to Leicester City's owner has crashed and burst into flames outside the team's stadium.
Thousands of fans were leaving the ground after the side's game against West Ham.
It was just spinning, static, just out of control. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was just a constant, just a spin, just spinning in the same position.
In the past few minutes, Leicester Football Club has announced the club's chairman, Wichai Siwatanaprapa, was on board the helicopter that crashed last night.
This guy did everything for this football club and the community. Just a brilliant guy and he's going to be missed.
This has been, without doubt, one of the hardest weeks in the history of this football club. The tragic loss of five lives has left us all numb.
Forever in our hearts, forever in our minds. We will never forget.
We can't reflect on 2018 without talking about the weather and what a turbulent year it's been. The beast from the east struck at the end of February.
We've got very mixed weather today. We've got very thick and heavy snow showers coming through, which are followed by periods of very bright blue sky.
Producing the coldest spell in 5 years.
There is a risk to life. Certainly people are being told not to leave their homes unless they really have to.
The military were sent to help as drivers spent the night in their cars.
It was cold and it was horrible and I just felt bad for everyone because nobody needs to go through there.
Tired and teasy. Over 5 hours we've been here. A lot of impatient car drivers that need to learn to wait and, to be honest, need to learn to drive in the conditions.
Fast forward a few months and England saw its hottest summer on record while it was joint hottest for the UK.
It hasn't been this great since 2006. I'm loving it.
Really, really hot. Trains really baking. Two trains cancelled. 2.5 hours to get home. It's been absolutely dreadful.
There were aggressive moorland wildfires in Greater Manchester and Lancashire.
Just the house was just filling up with smoke really quick. It was quite hard to breathe. And obviously very daunting as well because obviously it was me, my wife and my little girl who's 1 year old and she was starting to cough.
You could hear the fire crackling. And it was just ash falling down like rain.
The first blaze broke out on Saddleworth Moor.
It's currently being contained. We can't say when it might be extinguished. It could be days, it might even be weeks.
It took around 3 weeks to finally put them out. More than 2,000 people were killed in a devastating earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia in September.
It was a strong shock. The earth was pushing everything up. In that moment, I was flailing around and was hit from behind by a concrete wall. Then I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move and I lost my wife and daughters.
Thousands of others remain unaccounted for. Wiltshire became the centre of an international row.
A man and woman were taken seriously ill in Salisbury on Sunday. They both remain in a critical condition.
Former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned.
This is being treated as a major incident involving attempted murder by administration of a nerve agent.
The UK's blamed Moscow after two Russian men were caught on CCTV. But the suspects claimed they were sightseeing.
Our friends had been suggesting for a long time that we visit this wonderful town.
Salisbury?
Yes.
We'd like if one day the real perpetrators are found and we're given an apology.
Amazingly, the Skripals recovered and Yulia opened up about her experience.
Good day. My name is Yulia Skripal. We are so lucky to have both survived this attempted assassination.
My priority remains on my recovery and my father's health.
But the attack did claim the life of Dawn Sturgis, who came into contact with Novichok in a perfume bottle.
How many of you?
An incredible story unfolded in Thailand after 12 schoolboys and their football coach got trapped in a flooded cave with no way out.
13. Brilliant. You are very strong. Very strong.
After more than a fortnight underground, they were eventually rescued by British divers.
You guys are heroes to the Thais. What you've done is what they called Mission Impossible. How are you feeling now?
We're not heroes. What we do is very calculating, very calm. It's quite the opposite. We take it one step at a time, and hopefully, as we've managed to in this case, we come up with a result. What
you want, baby, I got. We said goodbye to the Queen of Soul.
We heard Aretha Franklin songs. My mom, my dad, we, you know, everybody, they played her music.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
A world-renowned physicist.
Professor Stephen Hawking has died at his home in Cambridge at the age of 76.
I have been enormously privileged to be able to contribute to our understanding of the universe.
Stephen Hawking was not just a great scientist, he was a great person.
And the Swedish DJ Avicii was found dead. So wake me up when it's all over. At the age of 28. It was a memorable summer of football.
England have secured their biggest ever win at a World Cup as they reached the last 16 in Russia by thrashing Panama 6-1.
England are through to the last eight of the World Cup after beating Colombia 4-3 on penalties.
England have beaten Sweden 2-0 to seal their first place in a first World Cup semi-final for 28 years.
I'm in shock, really. I don't think it's ever happened that we've been 5-0 up at half-time in a World Cup. We're both looking at each other in disbelief.
We'll go to the final when we get there, because it's coming home. It's coming home, isn't it? It's coming home.
They went down to Croatia, making way for the competition winners.
France closed it out to win 4-2, and for just the second time ever, are world champions.
The year will go down in history for the royal family.
I, Harry, take you, Meghan.
When the night
to be my wife
has come
to have and to hold,
and the land is dark
to have and to hold, to love and to cherish
is the only
I will
light we see.
More than 100,000 well-wishers gathered in Windsor to catch a glimpse of the couple. First, Prince Harry.
Looks lovely, handsome.
It's great, I love what you're wearing.
And then the bride.
Didn't she look amazing? Perfect, very classic.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's very royal looking.
Before they took a horse-drawn, open-top carriage around the town.
It's amazing, they went nice and slow.
Meghan turned right round, didn't she? She turned right round and saw us.
And the royal news didn't stop there.
Buckingham Palace, proud announce the birth of a newly born royal prince.
With the birth of Prince Louis. So, what's in store for the months ahead?
Prince Harry and Meghan have announced they're expecting in the spring.
And while the Duke and Duchess of Sussex look forward to their arrival, it's the UK's planned departure from the EU, which is expected to top the agenda in 2019.
Regardless of how it will all end, one thing is certain. We will remain friends until the end of days.
Ending the review as we started with Brexit. And that is it for our Daily Connect podcast. May I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year when it comes. We're back in the new year, of course, with the Daily Connect and the Daily Connect podcast. Check us out Monday to Friday from 10 till 12 and the podcast just after 5 on weekdays as well. That's it from me, though. Have a great Christmas and I'll see you soon.
The Daily Connect podcast.